coke, dope, crack, smack, weed, E's and CDs. They got it all for cheap.
Because we are having the first Podcasters Roundtable of 2013. Of course, this is your girl, Casey Lehman, and on the phone, I have some of my favorite podcasters. We have the Player Hater of the Player Hater Podcast. We have Mr. Moody of Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. And we have Daryl Frierson of the Straight Outta Low Cash Podcast. Everybody's doing okay today?
Excellent.
Awesome. So we have just a few topics on the table, one of them really silly, which is where I'm going to start, and a couple of them are a little deeper. This one was brought to me, was actually brought up by Chris because he and I were talking about it, and he was like, I want to hear what them dudes have to say. So Ray J's I Hit It First song. What do you guys think about the whole situation?
You know what? I'm going to say this. Entertainment is so distorted. You know, I never know what new music is out. I don't even know what new movies are out or anything. But I do listen to Shade 45. I listen to the All Out Show, Rude Jude and Horse Hair. So I was listening to it and I heard the song. I don't even think it's jealousy. I just think that we live in such a distorted, imbalanced, ass backwards publicity whore entertainment culture now. You just make a song now to get people talking. I mean, we're no longer making songs to prove we can sing or rap or do any of that shit. We just make a song that everybody can relate to. I fucked your bitch before you fucked her. And people will get to talking, and Ray J, who's probably not even looking for record sales from that, he's just looking for opportunity. Music has become about opportunity more than music. So I just think it was an opportunistic thing. In my opinion, that's all it was.
I would agree. Daryl, what about you?
I don't mean is Ray J your family member or anything?
Not at all. You can say what you need to say.
Well, up for Straight Outta Low Cash, we've been doing lists, and we're going to have the Sucker of the Year Awards. He is in the crown jewel number one spot right now for the Sucker of the Year Awards. It's because it's just real catty and it's feminine, you know. And it shows a lot of femininity that a lot of men had. Like, man, when I hit it before him, it's that whole thing. I remember that Brian McKnight song that came out a few years back. She's Yours, Not My, She Used to Be Mine or something like that. Remember that? I don't know if y'all remember that song that came out maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's that whole thing of like, you know, I hit it first. It's real, real cat, as they would say. And it just real shows the femininity of a man that want to stoop to that level to really say that. We all knew you hit it. We saw the tape. You shouldn't have to say it, though. You should just walk around with that, you know, that persona. You ain't got to say nothing. You know, but it's one of the things he just want to say something, though. Plus, he got booty warriors and all kind of stuff like that, which is a whole other thing of why he's, you know, in the running for Sucker of the Year from us. But that's a whole other thing.
Player Hater, do you have any opinion about this at all?
Actually, I just figured it out while y'all were talking. The fact that he used to sleep with Kim Kardashian, though he did at least once or twice, I guess. And now, so it's sort of like a shot at, what's his name, Kanye, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since I haven't heard the song, I had to figure it out on my own. Okay, it's kind of a bitch move. A lot of dudes actually get gratification out of saying it and doing stuff like that. I know lots of dudes have done shit like that just to say they, you know, yeah, I fucked your girl type shit, you know. I don't understand it because I'm like, you know, solitary type deal. Like, yo, I fucked her, but I don't want to fuck her because you fucked her. I want to fuck her just because I want to fuck her. But yeah, that's some bitch shit. I trust me, you got my vote for the bitch of the year for Ray J. You know,
and by the way, I had to give the front runner for bitch of the year for me right now. It, in that particular web right there, I got to give it to Chris Humphrey. So I don't know where he stands on the OLC list. But Chris,
he actually moved off of it, Moody, because he's actually doing some smart things, though, when it comes to divorce, though, because I was reading some stuff that was saying legally, if he has that baby while they're still married, it's some financial stuff he can get from that.
Mm. Yeah.
So I actually got more respect for Chris Humphries now for dragging this out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I was reading that too in the state of California. If you you're married to one person but pregnant by somebody else, the baby is still legally the person who you're married to, their child. I don't know how that works out. It's a weird little law in there, but Daryl is correct. But Moody, you brought up a point that I want to see if we can dig a little bit further. So the idea that now people don't really create music or make art for the sake of making art anymore. I know there's artists that do it, but it's become a bit of a racket. Like when I think about some of the artists that are really popular right now, your Trinidad Jameses of the world, even though I in my own way, like Trinidad James, it's really not about the music as much as it's about just getting people's attention and getting a bit of celebrity for a minute.
Yeah.
To me, it's not a new phenomenon. They've been doing this in Asia forever. There's a music genre in Japan called Japan Pop, and they're little pop artists who put out albums, and you know, you might be like the a actor on television in some new, you know, teeny bopper series or whatever, but you put out an album, the album's hot for like 2 weeks, and then it dies and it's garbage, and then they bring out the next one, and that is its own genre. They generate new Japan pop artists all the time. I remember thinking to myself when I first encountered that, I was like, this is really smart in its own way, because they've figured out how to monetize and really commodify the music industry by just going off of what's popular right now, music and our artistry. I just am curious as to what you gentlemen think about, you know, making music for the sake of celebrity, not for the sake of art.
I'll jump in first. It's when it comes to music now, it seems like it's more like you said, it's more about you're selling your brand and who you are, not the music itself. I was thinking about the day, me and Javon was talking about it last night, is how Biggie couldn't come out nowadays because people visually look at Biggie and like, oh no, dude, ain't no way this dude is talking about what he's doing like this. Nobody would listen to his lyrics because they would just look at him because there's so much media out there that they would never take him seriously to the point that they would even take his product in and listen to it. Mm. And I think it's all about visually how you look, you know, with the Trinidad James stuff. You know, I think that's a fad to a certain degree because I haven't heard another single come out yet from him, no. I won't believe in his whole brand until another single drops where people are even remotely even checking it out. And that all go with everything. People are starting to play that already. You know, people have already moved on to other stuff. So
yeah.
I think it's more about the artistry is becoming differently. It's a funny thing though, because I think it's actually what I've always wanted to be, a split within hip hop, and it's starting more and more, kind of like how rock had like heavy middle and then it split into alternative rock and then soft rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're having different facets of people where I'm only messing with like Kendrick Lamar and these people, and all we support this, and then we're gonna play only these artists on this station or do different avenues, and you know, for instance, from podcasting and things like that. And you're seeing like a lot of artists now, a lot of them are real MCs now. You know, if you look at like the top 20 artists, I would say 13 of them are real MCs. You don't really have 10 Trinidad James in the top 10 anymore.
Right.
You know, you have a market for that, but it's not what hip hop is. It still is anymore. And I actually am proud of hip hop and music in general for that is much known. It's just a split. You know, Ray J will be cool for the next 2 weeks. He'll get his little shine and maybe he'll get a reality show out of it.
Right.
One thing, Daryl, that I know, I totally understand where you're coming from, but Biggie could have come out nowadays, level of success.
Exactly.
But the problem is, Biggie would have came out nowadays as parody, and this is the problem that we're facing. Like if Biggie came out right now, he would be like parody. It'd be a fat, nasty, black motherfucker that can actually rhyme, but the rhymes would have kind of went under mainstream noses, and they would have been focusing on the dead eye and here's a big black guy. So the artists that we knew from back in the day, they could come out, but it wouldn't have been in the same vein as when they came out before, because you know Biggie kind of reminds us a lot of like a Eminem, just of a different race. You thought parody. If you saw a picture of Eminem or Biggie when they first came out, you thought parody. But our ears were trained to listen to good music and lyricism. And And once you got a wind of that, everything else was forgiven. You know, it's like, wow, these motherfuckers are nice. So I think what's happening now is everybody says that the music kind of kills itself off and regenerates to a degree. I want to beg to differ. I'm going to say that right now, if you look at Kendrick Lamar, if nobody has caught a lot of the subliminals that he's been shooting out there, if you listen to a lot of his freestyles and a lot of his records, he's telling you fuck the numbers. I don't know if the remix he has, Don't Kill My Vibe with Jay-Z.
Yeah, he's going at Trinidad James a little bit on there.
Yeah, he's doing that. He also said it's another song that he has. I think it's called The Jig Is Up. And he's talking about the numbers, and what he's kind of subliminally saying is that, look, even though I'm successful, I'm not going to fall down the same trap that mainstream is falling down. Listen to my lyrics. I don't care what I sold. Listen to the lyrics. So I think that where we at now, we're in a dangerous situation now, because previously with music, what has happened is that whether we liked something or didn't, we always had choices, at least mainstream. Now, a guy like Player Hater, a guy like Daryl Frierson, a queen like KC Layman, a person like myself, we do have choices because we know where to go find organic music. But we're not sheep. And so we don't have choices anymore. Every beat sounds the same. Every rhyme is the same. Every cadence is the same. Guys are biting Meek Mill's cadence now. And I'm in studio for a living. And there are 15 Meek Mills that come to the studio every day or every other day. So I think that's where we are, and I think it's a dangerous point in music because we may be too far off the cliff right now.
I mean, I disagree with you on that, Moody, because I think you're giving the young people not enough credit, you know what I'm saying, for what they have brought. And there was a period in time, though, in hip-hop, at least because I think I'm a little bit younger than most of y'all, but I think it was at least my time.
You way younger than me.
Yeah, like the No Limits and all that stuff was pop on. I was in high school and stuff, though, and that was trash stuff. You know, so there was a point where it was a lot of trash stuff. I would venture to say that I would feel hip-hop is better in a certain extent, for especially when you're talking about your variety and what you can listen to. I mean, I work with some kids in basketball and stuff like that, and they have a lot of options. They know how to get on the internet and go download a mixtape and things like that. But we only had, you know, the two hip-hop stations in town and the old school station to listen to. So I think it's a little bit more of a cloudy situation because the Trinidad James are popping, though, but there's a lot of kids out here that are not messing with that stuff and really are looking for lyrical stuff.
Okay, let me ask one question, then I'll zip up. I feel that. I totally agree to disagree with you on that. And that, with that being the case, where are the record sales for what the kids know is good music? Where are the sales at? Because
The shows, though, Moody, are crazy. Those, like, little small hipster dudes, like a Casey Veggies and, like, Pat Div and all them, you go to their shows, even here in St. Louis, and we're not even a big market, you'll see 300-400 people there, 500 people there. Right. You wouldn't even know about it on a general thing, no, but they got it through the internet, through the Twitter, like, Pat Div's going to be here, man, we going. So that's a whole nother underground thing that we, especially even myself being in my early 30s, that we don't even understand, I think, as much as what how much they talk through text messages and things like that. Well, they don't need a radio pub or nothing like that, or even be mainstream on MTV even.
Okay, I can.